a new episode of Catching Fire, How Teams Win. As an employee, you are not always in control of your success. This is true even if you are in a high position at your company. Of course, you can control your behavior and performance, but other factors outside your control can either ruin your career or make you thrive. And one of these factors is your boss. Nobody chooses his or her boss. It's all a matter of luck. Sometimes you are lucky enough to find a boss who can be a mentor, a companion, and can help you flourish. But most of the time, you can work under the supervision of a boss who makes you hate your life and don't even want to wake up in the morning to go to work. So what should you do if you were unlucky and had a bad boss or a boss that you are not having a good relationship with? There are some things that you need to discover to gain more clarity before moving into action. For example, first, why are you angry with him or think that he or she is bad? Do not give a general answer and say answers like his behavior or she is micromanaging me. Be specific and recall some specific examples. Second, if the answer is something relevant to his character or behavior, ask yourself, is this my boss's general behavior with everyone or only with me? Third, is this your true opinion about your boss, even if you isolated the social influence? Sometimes we tend to judge people wrong or even dislike them because some of our nearest colleagues are having problems with them and are saying negative things about them. Like the media, if you keep getting exposed to a specific message repeatedly, you tend to believe it and repeat it. And the funny thing is that if you focus a little, you may discover that this boss that you hate has never done anything bad to you. So make sure to isolate the social influence from your judgment and give an objective, honest answer. Fourth, is it a problem of pressure? Or in other words, is he or she usually acting in a good manner until he or she is under pressure? Of course, this is not an excuse for your boss to act in a bad way because he or she is under pressure. In fact, you will never know if your manager is a true leader or not until you see him or her acting under pressure. However, the purpose of this question is just to gain some clarity only and not to give him an excuse. After honestly answering these questions, it's time to act. Here is the game plan. The first thing that I beg you to do is to be a grown-up. Please be a grown-up. I'm sorry for stressing on this point, but we have a big issue with this point in the way that we deal with each other inside corporations. Grown-ups do not avoid problems or wish that something changes alone or suddenly disappears by itself. Go and fix it by yourself. And in this situation, you have two ways to fix this conflict between you and your boss. Either the situation changes between you and him, or just leave. And if you saw here, I did not say if he or she changes. I mentioned the word situation, because to make a relationship work, it's about both of you and not only about trying to change him or her. Second, take the initiative and be proactive. Schedule a meeting with him or her and tell him that you do not like the way you work together and that you are here in this meeting to find a solution that satisfies both of you. Remember, in a lot of cases, your boss will not be the one who selects you to join his team. Like when a manager comes to manage an already assembled team, for example. On the other hand, the company is not paying you money because you look cute. They pay you for your effort and services. So it's supposed to be a win-win situation. If this is not the case, then you must reconsider. Remember, this is your lifetime passing. So do you want to spend the next 10 or 20 years in anger and avoidance? One very, very important remark though. The way that you talk matters. Your choice of words and sequence of words matter. And your body language matters. Why am I telling you this? Because when I work with leaders, in a lot of cases, this incident that I would share with you now happens. They share with me a problem that they have with someone from another team, with their bosses, or with one of their team members. Then I advise them to be proactive and have a discussion with this person. And they usually answer me by saying, ah, we did that already and it didn't work. So I usually ask my client, can you share with me how you ran the discussion and what you said exactly? And they say, sure. And he or she starts sharing with me what they said, in what sequence, and how they said it. Then I interrupt them on the spot and say, can I show you a demo of how I would have done it if I were in your place? After they say sure, I pause and close my eyes for a few seconds to organize my thoughts, and then I start demonstrating in 3 minutes how I would open the discussion, what I will say, and in which sequence. And I always, always get this reaction. They start laughing. And then they say, of course, I didn't do it like you. And then they add, and I don't think I can ever do it like you. And I always tell them that they are wrong. They need first to learn how to run hard conversation and conversations, and then they need to train themselves to do it right. The problem that usually happens in the corporate world is our excessive reliance on what I call the just wing it strategy, as the Americans like to say. Or in other words, when we just try to improvise on the spot without learning, giving enough thought and preparing. Third, if it is a pressure problem, which means that his behavior changes when he is under pressure only, acknowledge it, share it with him, and ask him if you can help him with anything. Trust me, offering your help to someone in need, even if this person is your boss, will not be forgotten and will strengthen your relationship with him. Fourth, if in this meeting you reached an agreement that some things should change by both of you or any of you, then give yourself time until a specific deadline to see if your relationship will gradually improve after this agreement or not. Fifth, if in this meeting you did not reach an agreement, then stop speaking and start searching for another job inside or outside the company. Do not reveal your intentions or be rude. Just be quiet. That's all. No chemistry or rocket science is involved. Do not keep running in circles and thinking, oh, I have a bad boss, what can I do for the next 10 years? You sit, you try to reach an agreement and to handle the situation as a grown-up, or you leave. As simple as that. And as rules, here are 4 things that you always should keep in your mind. Number 1, do not try to embarrass him in front of others. This should be your attitude towards your boss or anyone else in life. Because let's be honest, what do you think a person that you embarrass in public will do? He will try to save his face and can attack you or say any irresponsible words. Number 2, show your boss that you care about helping him in achieving the team goals. Number 3, do not accept any threats or disrespect, no matter if it is from your boss or even the CEO. If someone deals with you inappropriately, then show that you do not like this way of dealing and don't accept it respectfully. There is nothing in the world, no matter if it's money, title, or anything else, that can be compared to or as valuable as your self-worth or your self-image and respect in front of yourself. And if you accept threats or humiliation in order not to lose your job or to earn more money or a promotion, it will harm your image in front of yourself and the others. And sooner or later, you will lose the job or change it, and you will feel that you have lost everything. It will also give the message to everyone else that dealing with you in this way is normal. Remember, people are remembered after they die for how they faced challenges and how they acted in hard life situations, not because of their titles or money. And finally, number 4, always keep your intentions to yourself. Sharing your intentions can, in a lot of cases, harm you in the corporate world. And no matter what happens, and no matter what you reach with your boss, do not be afraid to take corrective actions and to stand for what you believe is right and should be done, even if this requires you to take some risky actions. And do not worry, life will not stop. See you in the next episode.